This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go, your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, right here on GCN. John is engineering the broadcast. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Today, two instructors, and we're going to be talking about observations. We're going to be talking about trolls and the diseases that they carry. Welcome, Steve Elkins.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning.
Good morning. Steve is a broadcaster on republicbroadcasting.org. He does a show on Sundays, Off the Beaten Path, it's called, and you can tune in. Please do. Kurt Wilson is with us, the armchair survivalist. His website, S-E, as in Survival Enterprises, the number one, S-E, the number one, dot U-S. Welcome, Kurt Wilson.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Good morning, Kurt.
Well, you know, I was sitting by the phone for over a year. Waiting, patiently waiting for it to ring. And it did. It did. It rang. Kurt Wilson was on the other end. And I was able to breathe a sigh of relief. Thank you for calling, Kurt. It's been a year.
Well, I can only handle you once a year. I'm sorry. Just so you guys know, Vinny and I are brothers. Not literally, but literally. You know what I mean? I mean, every time I start to say something, he's thinking it in his head, and vice versa. The only difference between us is I don't live next door to him. Mm-hmm. We've gone through almost everything the same, except he's got a big farm and I don't. I'm smarter than he is.
Yeah. And you know, with a farm, everything is, you know, over the years, I started farming in 1989. And with farming, everything has gotten heavier, farther, more expensive over the years.
Oh,
everything.
Yeah. I deal with a lot of farmers in our company. We deal with a lot of farmers, and it's, you guys, are you going getting the heat wave right now?
Absolutely. We are in a heat wave, and we're close to the epicenter of it. We're looking at, it feels like 110 this afternoon. And fortunately, it's heading toward Washington, D.C. And I love it because I hope those guys get a real taste for what it's like to be really thirsty, really hot, unbearable heat. I hope that their engines overheat. I hope that, I'm talking about, you know, the alleged representative types and their staff. I hope that they get to experience what we get to see often. And I hope that they knock off the climate engineering.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. I got to tell you, I'm here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and the only temperature problem we have is every time I wash the damn car, it rains the next day. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Mm-hmm. It's like it's nice, and it's 47 degrees outside right now. Of course, it's 7 a.m. in the morning here, and it light breeze, and it'll get up to about 80 today. And then tomorrow, next week, it's supposed to get into the 90s, but it's nice up here. It's nice. It is nice up here, and it's nice to be away from all the other pains. But we have customers all over the world. And this funny thing you mentioned, the climate change, that kind of crap. Half the people that talk to us are saying, it's too damn hot here. It's not normal. And the other half are saying, it's too damn cold here. It's not normal.
Well, I would say as a farmer, farmers are concerned about two things, too much rain and not enough rain. And lately we've been having so much rain, that we've only had two periods of 2 days in a row where we were able to cut, ted, rake, and bale hay. And it was just brutal. It was excruciating. Early in the morning till it was getting dark, and we still haven't picked up our hay. It's still in the fields, and we've got to bring it back to the barn. But it was so hot that the hay was drying in one day. Now normally it would take 3 days, but we could cut it and it was dry the next day. Extremely unusual, and we had to wear long sleeve white shirts, you know, like dress shirts that we used to wear and. In business meetings, long sleeve, collared white shirts, just because the heat would drill through our skin. Steve Elkins, what's it like in Florida?
Actually, I'm not in Florida right now. I am actually in Indiana.
Okay.
Visiting my mother, so taking care of some personal business up here. But Florida is Florida. It's hot, humid, and that's pretty much the norm. So no change there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I got it. We're in Florida. Do you live, Steve?
I'm in Central Florida, near Orlando.
Near Orlando. I got a friend of mine, good friend of mine. He's the only mortician in the Keys.
Oh. Okay.
And yeah, so people are dying to see him. But anyway, I call him up. Kim and I play games on the internet now and then, and it's 10 o'clock my time. And so what is that? That's 1 o'clock, you guys.
Yeah. Problem.
And I call him up and I'm talking to him and he goes, hey, hang on a second, I got to turn your AC up. I go, what? He goes, yeah. I said, it's 1 in the morning. He goes, yeah, I know. That's why it's only 80 degrees.
Yeah. That's Florida.
Yeah.
Kurt, you told me something extremely fascinating and extremely concerning. You're talking about people who are monitoring, watching, reporting, recording those of us who are on the radio and in the media, and as well as other people. And they actually have, they go to work. They go to work like it's a real job, like they're actually doing something important. But, what they're doing is they're reporting on us. Would you like to share that?
Yeah, let me, and I do have to talk quick because... I can only be here for the first hour because I got to get out of here. But let me tell you guys what's happening. Just so you all know, I've been on the air for about 20 years, maybe a little bit over. And, my radio show is The Armchair Survivalist. I've taken a 1 year sabbatical. And just so everybody knows, I'm back in the saddle again starting this Sunday. And, you want to find out more, you go to armchairsurvivalist.com. And I broadcast over the internet and over satellite. I was broadcasting over shortwave, but I lost that venue, and I'll maybe figure it out later on. But meanwhile, so I was on a network. A bunch of amateurs were running the network, and this is 10 years ago. So I quit the network, and then I went on to another network, Scriptures for America. Now, I have a chat room, as do a lot of people. Vinny doesn't, because he doesn't have time for that garbage. But so I would monitor the chat room, and I'd do my radio show, and my wife and son would be in there. And we were getting people coming in the chat room saying, do you know what John is saying about you on his show? Do you know what Bill said about you on his show? I'm like, what is this crap? They're talking about other hosts from different shows. And I just ignored it. Except these same people were going to the other shows and saying, do you know what Kurt's saying about you on his show? Do you know what he's saying about you? These people do this. They're antagonists. They're the people that start the problems. And they were going to all the different shows, and they were passing third-party rumors off. And saying, they're saying, this guy's saying blankety blank about you, and going to another show saying, that guy's saying blankety blank about you. And unfortunately, being human, these people were believing it. Now, I know better because I have had intelligence training, and I know what this action is. So this went on for about a year, and it was getting worse and worse and worse. So I finally I said, that's it. I'm going to start doing some investigation because that's what I am. I'm an investigative journalist. So I started doing an investigation, and I'm tracking these IP addresses back. And, of course, they're spoofing most of them. But fortunately for me, I know what a MAC address is, and I can follow it. And I'm following these addresses, and they're all leading to Orange County. Into a certain area. Now, I nailed it down to a certain, it was like a 5-block area in Orange County, California. So I go on Google Earth, and I'm looking at this area. And lo and behold, in the middle of this area is this big, I think it's like 24-story building, which has no signs on it anywhere, no windows on it. It's just a big concrete block. It's owned by the CIA.
Uh-huh.
So these guys, these are agent provocateurs. These are the people that come into a chat room. And now, this is big. This is not just chat room. This is also Facebook, Twitter, all of the other pinhead places where millennials like to spend all of their time. And these provocateurs go in there and they start problems. They start people getting upset with other people. This is their job. They go to work in the morning, they clock in, they go there, and they're assigned certain areas. I had two of them that were assigned to my chat room. Okay? And one of them, I actually found where he worked, because he had a second job as well, and all I did was send a text to where he worked. Just said, hi, how are you? That's it. But basically I blew his cover. So he ended off. And I still have it. And this is 5 or 6 years ago. I still have the email he sent me apologizing, saying he's never going to do this kind of crap again, and he's done with the whole business. And the other one, we just banned him. He would have a different IP address every 5 seconds. So this is the kind of thing that happens, and this happens with all of us. I've had people come in, after I'm on your show, Vinny, I've had people come into my chat room. Now, my chat room is usually only populated on Sundays. But sometimes somebody would go in there and say, hey, Kurt, why don't you talk about blankety blank? You know, why don't you talk about this? Or somebody passed away that we knew or something like that. This guy would come in there and he'd start passing rumors off. Or they start acting like racists. They'd come in there knowing full well that nobody in the chat room is racist. And they come in there because there's no Democrats in there. And everybody knows that there's no racist Republicans. All racists are Democrats. So they come in there and they start talking about black, yellow, brown, this, that, or whatever. And everybody knows. Everybody knows that that's what this guy is, an agent provocateur. And you hear every day about some person who committed suicide because their whole life is based on Facebook or Twitter, and they've been getting insults on that media, and nobody can track it down. It turns out, I guarantee you, these are agent provocateurs. They're either government hired, or they're agency hired, or they're corporate hired.
All right, we'll be right back. Class, I wanted you to hear that firsthand from Kurt Wilson. We'll be talking more about that when we come back. Kurt Wilson and Steve Elkins.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, there's the old term, the 80-20 rule. And what does that mean for those of you who haven't heard of that yet? Think of it like this. 20% of the students in a, let's say, a public school classroom, 20% of the students cause 80% of the problems. 20 in a bank environment, if you look at all the credit card holders of a particular bank, 20% of the card holders make 80% of the purchases. Those kinds of things. That's what 80-20 means. And when you think about what these trolls do, they have learned about this. So what I have seen from my experience, there'll be a troll who will hit 80% of the time, meaning he'll do bad things 80% of the time, negative comments, disruptive, arrogant, 80% of the time. But 20% of the time, he'll say something nice. So people are like, well, you know, he's probably okay. He's just having a bad day. But what they don't realize is it's all intentional. So that there's a small amount of being nice or being positive, but most of the effort is directed at hit and run. Do you agree with that, Kurt?
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's a misdirection is what it is, and it's and they do it all. And you and even in real life, you'll see that. You'll see your friend or acquaintance who is generally a jerk, but now and then he does something that that's nice and out of the ordinary for somebody else, or says something nice or whatever. So you start to justify his actions and say, well, this person is not as bad as you think. He's just troubled.
We said, no, we talk about that. We used to call that poisoning the well. I'm not sure if that's still the scenario we're looking at here, but we always call that poisoning the well. Somebody letting somebody in, and behind the scenes, they're actually trying to sabotage, take it down, but then they have the appearance as if they're trying to help. We always call that poisoning the well.
Yeah, it's an intelligence, it's an operative term and action, and it's been around for thousands of years.
Right.
And it plays on a human's willingness to grant credence and respect to somebody. Everybody wants to like everybody. I mean, that's what it is. Everyone wants to trust everyone. Everyone thinks that everyone is deserving of trust. And they give it. That's why so many cons and scams work all over the internet. Because people believe. They want to believe.
Steve, what has been your experience with attacks, you know, on your broadcast? Do you get them on the air when you are live? Do you get them as comments? How are you a beneficiary of these trolls?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because just a couple of days ago I was doing a broadcast with John Stadmiller. And we know of this troll that calls in, and he just tries to cause trouble. There's several of them who call in, and they do try to get one host going after another. That's an easy way of breaking up a network, is having your host believing the lies that somebody's slamming you on their show, and then basically you start losing all your staff, all your hosts. So that's an easy way to break up a network. We've caught on to that pretty fast. We know what's going on. But I had a caller the other day. A socialist trying to tell us how socialism is a good thing, except he was one of these socialists that, not me, everybody else, let's take their money and not my money. He claimed to have $1 million in the bank, and he wanted to tax people at 90% beyond $400,000. So I said to him, I said, so essentially what you're saying with your $1 million in the bank right now, so you keep the $400,000, we'll tax your $600,000 at 90%. Are you okay with that? Of course not. So he's one of those exceptionalist socialists. We call him out to find out he actually is a paid troll. He goes through the networks. He calls other hosts. He tries to start trouble. And he's on a ban list now. But what I find, Kurt, I don't know if you have this situation here, and I know they're provocateurs, and I understand how these people go to work. And that's their job, to take down something or to cause chaos and division in a network. But I get these emails sent to me after my show sometimes. They're all in capital letters. It's all biblical scripture of how I'm so wrong, I don't understand the world. And it's always, it's actually pointing fingers at Israel, the Jew thing, Jew. And I know I'm not buying into this. And what I usually do is just don't respond, and I put them on a block so I'd never get them. But they come in through a back door using another name or something else. And it's simply the all capital letters screaming at me the biblical scripture. Do you get those?
Oh, yeah.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back. Kurt, let us know what happens to you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're having a heat wave in the lower 48, as at least two-thirds of the country will be feeling it right through the weekend. The lead forecaster with the National Weather Service, Bob Orovic, says...
So I'd say the worst day is probably going to be Saturday. Along with the high temperatures, there's going to be pretty high levels of humidity, and the combination is going to be producing some very high heat indices. And we do anticipate the heat indices to be anywhere from 105 to 110 degrees across those areas.
The war of words not stopping between President Trump and Minnesota Congresswoman Democrat Ilhan Omar. Trump blasting the media today for covering what he called a tiny staged crowd as they greeted foul-mouthed Omar. Omar arrived at an airport in Minneapolis last night, greeted by supporters after at a rally on Wednesday for Trump. They were chanting, "Send her back," when he mentioned her. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it.
Take my...
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds, during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Steve Elkins is with us. And Kurt Wilson's with us. Steve was talking about email attacks, and what have you been experiencing, Kurt?
Well, yeah, he gets the same thing, and that's standard. Yes, there are people out there who are adamant about this, that, or the other thing, or they hate Jews, or they think that Judaism is the only way that world will be saved, or I mean, they have different viewpoints, right? So that happens. But this, there are people who are, and I will, they are simply psychotic. They're not working for the government. They're psychotic. And they listen to people. They listen to you. They listen to me. They listen to Steve. They listen to John. They listen to everybody out there, okay, including Alex and Jeff and Steve Quayle. And they correct everybody. And they can't, they don't understand grammar. They don't understand punctuation. And they don't understand that, you know, don't make everything caps. Well, I get this one guy that sends me this crap all the time. Or he did. Of course, I, after a while, it got to be irritating. So I simply backtracked him. I got his IP. I followed it back. I found out who's hosting that IP. I physically phoned up the hosting company, talked to them, and complained about it. And next thing you know, he's off there. Well, that didn't help. It made him madder. And he goes on and he gets free, you know, Gmail addresses, email addresses, or Yahoo.com or AOL.com. He gets all these free email addresses, and he gets, there's places that will host your site for free. And so they he puts up a site that's just insane, on what they're saying. And they, and it's chronic. Boom, boom, boom. Yes, you gotta, it's a pain in the butt, but you just gotta use your filters on your email and keep filtering and keep filtering and read the headers on his emails, find out where it's coming from, file a complaint to send back, tell them criminal activity or spam activity through their servers, and just keep doing it and keep doing it, and, you know, eventually they peter out. Now, of course, I've been gone for a year now. So I've only heard from him twice during the whole time.
Kurt, with those emails, and I started thinking about some of the scams that came to me before, and I found out the punctuation, the grammar errors, that they were foreigners, usually coming from India. Do you believe that to be the case on some of these cases here? They're just foreigners that are hired, or it's coming from a location outside the United States?
Oh yeah. And I can't say over the air. I'll tell Vinny later on. I can't say over the air how I responded to some of these. But yes, I actually have friends in India and Pakistan,
right?
And also, and they have whole rooms of people. This is all they do. This is it. This is how they make money. You know, you clock in, you do this crap. You're a Nigerian prince, or you're a Nigerian woman whose husband died and she wants you to allocate $27.5 million to needy charities in the United States, and you'll get a third of it, you know, that kind of crap. It's real. It's a big business. Nigeria, and you understand the Nigerian letter concept, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's, Nigeria is not even a real country. It's created. It's a 100% created country. It wouldn't exist if the United States didn't have foreign aid. And the United States knows that it's a criminal nation. Anyone from Nigeria, it's like Somalia. Anyone from Somalia or Nigeria are criminals. They're 100% criminals.
Yeah. You know, I got a question for both you and Vincent. Vincent, last year, and I had a show on this, talking about the identity theft of Americans. $50 billion lost last year. We got a government that seems to go after, have wars on select things. So right now they have a war on plastic straws. And California, you got a war on plastic bags, single-use plastic bags. And there always seems to be wars on something, but something of $50 billion doesn't seem to set off any alarms with the United States government to say, you know what, we're gonna catch these people that are actually creating all these entities of identity theft. I was telling Vincent the other day, about 2 weeks ago, evidently a code reader at a pump, gas station pump, had stolen my information to use a card, gas card, and I turned around a month later and I had over $1,000 of gas on that stolen on my card, which I was not responsible for. But what are your theories on why the government will not intervene with stopping all this cyber crime, all this identity theft? I have a theory there's a kickback somewhere.
Well, if I can answer, Vinny, but prior to the year 2003, the FBI didn't have a cybercrime bureau. In 2004, I went to work with the FBI out of Utah because some criminals made the mistake of ripping us off, my company, for over $50,000. And I wanted, I don't take that laying down. I wanted these bastards. So I contacted the FBI. They outfitted me with a computer system and they gave me, a license to kill, so to speak. Meaning anything I do on the internet, I'm not going to get in trouble. So my son and I started, we discovered the dark web and we discovered all of this crap that you're talking about. This isn't individuals doing this generally. These are organized groups that are setting up these skimmers, which is what hit you. There would be 50 people in a state setting these up. And in the United States, there'd be 500 of them, and they all work for the same organization. And there's different organizations. And then there's the organizations that when there's giant floods, they swarm on the area, and they... And this is disgusting, but this is real. They pick the bodies, and they pull. They take everything that bodies have on them. This was extremely prevalent with the Sumatra. Remember that when Sumatra got hit with that wave?
Right. Tsunami.
Yeah. Okay. They pick the bodies clean of everything, and then they start. They have whole rooms, whole buildings. That they start using all these credit cards and buying stuff fast as they can. And usually it's on eBay, and usually it's CDs or something, or games or something like that. And then they turn around and sell them at half price. So this is big time. So I discovered all of this, right? So we were working on this, and I'm keeping logs, and I'm reporting to my handler and all of this crap. And 2 years later, I'm informed that, thank you, your services are no longer needed. And the FBI started a cybercrime division. And the way the FBI works is this. They don't care about the criminals. They care about the kingpin. They care about how they can use this data to take some bigger guy down. So you are acceptable collateral damage. This is how it works. They don't care. I've had sit-down meetings with them. The FBI, and they tell me, well, we don't care about these guys. We don't care about all these guys ripping people off on the dark web. We don't care about these. You want to buy 1,000 PayPal accounts at a penny a piece, then you can buy them. It's no big deal. We don't care about that. Now, that's how it works. I hate to say this. So you've got to get intelligent enough to where you can control and take care of yourself. And this is what that pissed me off. That was it. All the work I did, I thought I was doing something great. No.
Well, you mentioned chat rooms, and it's funny because I just looked up my chat room, which I did not start up. A loyal listener started it up a while back, over a year ago, and I don't know when it's happened, but I have no chat room anymore. And I know John Stadmiller discouraged anybody who developed or created a chat room to please take them down because they're nothing more than troll sites. I monitored mine pretty closely. I saw a few in there once in a while, and they didn't stay long. They were weeded out. They left the chat room. But I just now seeing I cannot pull it up, so it no longer exists, my chat room, which I'm okay with.
Was it Chatango?
Yeah, it was Chatango, yeah.
Yeah, they changed the algorithm. Just go to the main Chatango site, and you can do that. You can create another one. I had to do the same thing. I had to put my website back up, and I had to do the same thing. And you have a lot more controls over it now. And here's the thing that most people don't know. In fact, I sent my whole report on trolls to John years ago when I got done with it. Chatango is cool because if you're banned in one Chatango, you're banned all through all of them. So if you ban somebody, then he's banned from my chat room as well.
Right. Got it.
Yeah.
So we've got a guy who loves to beat us up using probably the 95-5 rule, 95% hit and run, 5%. Well, that might have been a good comment that, you know, was on USA Prepares, that kind of thing. And he traded by the name, it traded by the name of 408 Magenta. And so when he did a number of hit and runs that involved my family who have nothing to do with radio, I decided to ask Ron Gibson, who owns the channel on YouTube, the Ron Gibson channel, if he would ban him. And he did. This guy resurfaced as 408 Magenta Magenta. Okay. just so we'd all know he's the same turd. That's what, I mean, he came back immediately. And Ron Gibson said, yeah, I can ban him, Vinny, but he'll be right back. And he was. He came right back. So these are people who don't mind being rude. They don't mind people disliking them. They have a character defect as far as I'm concerned, whether they are paid trolls or whether they are just people who just like to bash and hit and run. And I see
it's a game to them. Vinny, yeah. It's a game to them. And they want to be right. They want to win. They don't give a crap what's right or wrong. They want to win, and they try that. Now, in Jack Hango, you can ban heuristics. You can ban the word. So he can never be called magenta again. You can ban that simple word. But,
well,
yeah,
Class, I hope that, Class, if you decide that you want to pursue these guys, that you just ban them. But here is how I look at this, gentlemen. I look at these trolls as the same as, think of a neighborhood and where people have a third of an acre or a quarter of an acre and half an acre or 1 acre. One guy builds a swimming pool. He's got some young daughters and he's got a pretty wife. And they build a swimming pool for their own use in their backyard. But then they decide to put up a stockade fence because of people leering. And then what happens is there's this one neighborhood troll who, you know, climbs up on a little makeshift ladder and peers over or hooks up a camera. Now, back in the 1960s, if that happened, that guy would be pummeled. He would be beaten. He would be ostracized. He'd be driven out of the neighborhood if he lived there. Now, he's just a little bit deranged, but, you know, he'll be
okay.
If I
could make a suggestion, Kurt, maybe you agree with me on this one, that ban them, block them on your website, but don't let them know that you have blocked them, because this will be coming under a different name next time. So I block people, and don't tell them that I've been blocked, you know, that you've been blocked. And so they don't come in through the back door through a different email address. So just block them. Don't let them know.
Yeah. Vinny, we've got to talk about the banking thing right after
yes,
this.
Yes. What I was saying is that I think that these people are sick. Just like a peeping Tom, someone would look in someone's bathroom window, someone who would peer in at underage girls in a swimming pool, you know. I think of all of them in the same way, the trolls and them, and people who hide cameras in bathrooms, all the same to me. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Steve Elkins is with us. Kurt Wilson's with us. Kurt, you and I were talking off the air about banking. This is absolutely important information that you're going to share. Please, please tell us what's happened to you.
Okay. My company, Survival Enterprise, has been in business 35 years. And we've taken credit cards. We've, you know, we take checks. We do. We ship all over the world. We sell nutritional products. And okay. So about 4 years ago, I decided, you know, something pops up on the scene called CBD oil. So being an investigator and being in a nutritional business, I started to investigate it. So it was a two-year investigation. And to make a long story short, we started selling, amongst all our other products, some CBD oil. Maybe four different, you know, types, and that's it. So we have 100 products, and out of the 100 products, four of them are CBD oil. And these are had nothing to do with marijuana. It's the hemp plant, whole different thing. All of a sudden, my bank account gets canceled. I go, what the hell's going on? We don't know it come down from up high. So I went and got another bank account. Then next thing you know, my credit card company gets canceled. I can no longer take credit cards. So this vicious cycle went on for about a year. And I started to do some research on it. And I talked to my farmer, who's in Kentucky, and he was having the same problem. And then I talked to my brother, who's a representative for the National Rifle Association, and he's having the same problem. As a matter of fact, the banks canceled in New York. They canceled the bank account for the NRA. And then I'm talking to other people. There's chiropractors. They're no longer able to take credit cards or can't get insurance or all of these things. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I started doing some research on this. It is happening all over the United States. This is the backdoor control of and it's based from the pharmaceutical and banking corporations. And you put the pharmaceutical corporations and the deep state and the banking, and all of a sudden you have full control over who can buy and sell, kind of like the mark of the beast. So it's like you can't take credit cards if you sell a certain product. And there's no law against it. It's just a matter of it's how these big corporations are going to control people and control how they can if they can even be in business. They have no worries whatsoever putting a business out of business who's been in business 35 years. So we worked around that. We can take checks, and we have a good bank account, and we have, you know, this kind of stuff. But and the government is actually working on this now to make this, to stop this. Yes, banks can have, and financial institutions can have their own requirements and rules. But you know what? When you control the livelihood of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, and you come up with the idea that you cannot do this with if you sell extended magazines, and we find out that, and this is Citibank, this is the credit card, Citibank. I got a letter, and I have it laminated at my desk. If you sell any firearms to somebody under the age of 21, if you sell extended magazines or accessories that turn any firearm into an assault weapon, and we find out, then that charge will be reversed. This is real. This is not make-believe. And I'm not alone. And I don't sell guns. I did until 2005, and then I retired from that. So this is arrogant. And there are people who are out of business. Like in Washington, right next door to me, 30 miles west of me, they have the pot shops because recreational marijuana is legal there. Every pot shop in the state of Washington has an armed guard, at least one. Why? Because they cannot take checks or credit cards. They take cash only. And this is insane. And it's because the banks don't want to get involved with any kind of product that the government tells them not to, even though it's 100% legal.
You know, Kurt, I have a question for you on that. When the government comes back, or the people, the deciders say that you've sold something, an accessory to firearms, to make it an assault firearm, that's a broad term that can be, I guess, by who determines what an assault firearm is, because any weapon used outside of normal, of what we use it for target practice or whatever, or for defense, any firearm could be said or be called an assault firearm. So that's a broad term to use to say, well, what's the criteria here?
Well, that's the thing. And this is the CEO of Citibank saying this. It's his backdoor attempt at gun control.
Right.
And it's getting worse and worse. Literally, it's getting worse and worse. And that's why Mitch McConnell is trying to pass a banking regulation to forbid it.
I don't have a Citibank credit card.
That's Costco. That's a problem. Costco is a Citibank card. So we refuse them. We won't take them in our store.
Good for you. Class heads up. You might want to shuffle your credit cards in your wallet and put Citibank at the very back, you know, where you don't get to use it very much.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.